Parshas Beshalach. There's a lot going on in Parshas Beshalach. I would venture to say that the three main themes are, of course, Kriyas Yamsuf, the Parsha of the Mon, and then at the end we have the Milchama with Amalek. And what's fascinating about the Milchama with Amalek is it comes on the heels of tremendous expressions of Emunah B'Hashem, Kriyas Yamsuf, and then the Mon. And then Klal Yisrael seems to be, Rafidim comes from the name of Rafi Yidim Batorah. They're weak in Torah learning. We have to understand what's Pshad, how could it be that soon after Yitzhak Mitzrayim, they would come Milchama with Amalek because they're Rafi Yidim Batorah. Rashi tells us, that when they left Rafidim, that's when the Milchama came. Kaddish Baruch is telling Klai, so I'm always with you. And we said, is Hashem still with us? What do you mean, is Hashem still with us? They just experienced the Eser Makos, Yitzias Mitzrayim. How can they say if Hashem is still with us? I'm going to have a situation where I'm going to send a dog and it's going to bite you. And they're going to cry out to me, says Rashi. And then you'll know where I am. A father takes his child on his shoulder and he goes out on the way. He sees an item. He says to his father, please give me this item. And he gives it to him. Can you imagine he's on his father's shoulder and he sees things that he wants and he asks his father, okay, please give it to me. And he gives it to him, which means he's taking care of him. What happens next? Poguba Adam Echad, they meet up with a certain person. Amrlo Osaben, this child who's sitting on his father's shoulders, who keeps on helping him out and giving him stuff. Reisa Abba, did you see my father? Amrlo Aviv, you don't know where I am? I've been helping you, I've been carrying you. And you're asking, where am I? He throws him down and a dog bites him. That's what Rashi says. That's why the Milchama with Amalek came, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mashal, was taking care of us, and they were like, where are you? What do you mean, where am I? I'm taking care of you. So get him inside, I'm giving you the Mon. And all of a sudden, we question where Hashem is, so he says, oh, I'll remind you where Hashem is. That's the Rashi brings. The Medrash tells us, Medrash Tanchuma, Acher Momer, a different shot, why the world with Amalek happened. Ein Refidim El Sharaf Yidem Ben HaTorah, they became weak in learning Torah. That's why Amalek came. That's why things happen to us. Things happen, difficulties happen, because we loosen our grip. We weaken ourselves in the Limud Torah. So it sounds like two separate answers. One answer is we asked, where is Hashem? And the other reason, that's one reason why the war with Amalek came about, the attack of Amalek. And yet we have another explanation that we are weak in Torah. So are there two different answers? And Shalom Shadron and many others explain, no, it's all one answer. Why? Let's just read, Kimatai Adam Maskul L'shol HaYish B'Hashem B'Kirbenim Ayim. You know when we start asking, is Hashem around us? And we say, we need to see more of Hashgacha Pratos. We need to see more of Hashem's presence in our lives. You know when that happens? When we distance ourselves from Hashem. And when do we distance ourselves from Hashem? When we're not learning Torah. When a person is learning Torah, when a person is connected to the life source, it's Chaim Hinamach HaZikba, when a person is connected to Torah, his person is learning Torah, so then he's automatically connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't need the extra proofs or extra feelings of a Hashgacha Pratos because he's totally connected through Torah. But however, unfortunately, when a person is weak in Torah, loosens his grip on Torah, so then he's distancing himself from Hashem. And that's why if a person toils in Torah, by definition, you're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oftentimes, we see guys in yeshiva, of course, Baruch Hashem, you learn Musar and you work on yourselves. But all of a sudden you see a person, he's really stagnant, he's learning for hours at a time, perhaps he's doing the workout, and all of a sudden he's like a different person, he transforms into a different person, right? And we don't understand, what happened? What? And the answer is, it's the Limud HaTorah. The Torah is the Das Elokus, it's the knowledge, it's the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person learns Torah, automatically he becomes transformed, his whole persona changes. David Feinstein, that's how he passed away a few months, he said it's not possible for a person to sit down and learn the Gemara and get up and be the same person and have bad midos. It comes one and the same. When a person is connected to Torah, automatically the Yir Shemayim comes. Automatically connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes. And therefore, a person doesn't need more hashgacha protest in this to prove that to stay connected with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. However, when the Jewish people at that point they were roughly a day in Batorah, they weakened their connection to Torah. All of a sudden, they started saying, "Hayim is Hashem in our midst." Hayesh Hashem bekubenim ayin. So we see very clearly the connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu through Limud Torah. One of the most famous Gemaras last night when I was learning the Daf Yomi on Samach Ches. I'm not mistaken, Samach Ches. One of the most famous Gemaras in all of Shas, and that's the way it was introduced last night. Maybe not to you, it's not famous, but it's very famous. The Gemara tells us, himself is talking about the importance of having good geshmak of food on Shabbos, Yom Tovim. And the Gemara over there says, Rav Yosef says, on Shavuos, Ba'atzeres, for sure you need lachem. Why? Because it was, and I'm sorry, on Shavuos, Rav Yosef used to have an Ibn Tilsa, a very fatty calf, a good geshmak, a piece of meat. Why? Because it wasn't for Atzeres, it wasn't for Shavuos, it wasn't for the Kabbalah Satorah, Kama Yosef Iko Beshuka. I don't know if you've heard that line, but Kama Yosef Iko Beshuka. How many Joes, how many Yosef would be in the Shuk? Meaning, because if it wouldn't be for Torah, I'd be a regular guy. But the Torah enhanced my life, it exalted me, it made me great. So one would think that he's like self-praising himself. He's saying, oh, I'm so great because I connected to Torah. But if anybody here learned Avrei Pesachim, and anybody here learned the Agaritas and Kufiyud Gimel and Beis, you see very striking the Gemara. The Gemara says that the following three people have no life, says the Gemara. The Gemara says, these three people have no life. Let me just find it. Okay, Rachmanin. People who are too merciful, whatever, they have no backbone. You ask them to do this, they'll do anything. Again, there's a maila for being a Baal Chesed and doing everything. But these people, they're overly merciful to people. They're just giving on everything. They have no life. Raschanin. People who are always angry, and va'anine hadas, people who are finicky, people who are very delicate and fragile. They always, every second, everything needs to be perfect, everything needs to be clean. They're very finicky. Va'omer Rav Yosef, kulo isnu bi. Rav Yosef said about himself, I have all of these things. Sounds a little peculiar, strange. Rav Yosef, the great Rav Yosef, he's saying about himself that what does he have? That he's always angry? That he's too merciful, that he's very delicate and fragile, he has no life. How could he say this about himself? So at the time when I learned this a few weeks ago, I looked around and the Ein Eliyahu says a beautiful pshat. He says, connected to the Gemaras, that Be'etzen, Rav Yosef had these qualities. He had a lot of challenges in his personality, in his character traits. He was always angry by nature. He was too merciful by nature. He was too fragile by nature, which means that he had no life. For three reasons, three separate things bring him to life. But you know what brought him balance? You know what made him normal? You know what gave him the opportunity to be great? It was Limud Torah. Kama Yosef Iko Beshuka. If it wouldn't be for the Torah, my connection to Limud Torah, so then I'd be not, I'd mamash have no life. Because I'd be, have these three terrible characteristics. But you see from here that Torah changes a person. And I think it's not so hard to look around the room and look around the yeshiva and realize that what happens, of course there's Musar, of course there's thought about improving, but there's also the general connection to Limud Torah. When a person is connected to the life source of Torah, when a person is learning Torah, you, besides the fact that it's the most valuable mitzvah out there, Talmud Torah Kedai Kulam, it transforms a person. And this is what Rav Yosef is telling us, and this is why the idea the reason why the attack from Amalek came, because they were roughly a day of the Torah. They disconnected. They weren't as connected as they should be to the Torah at the time, to the Torah. And that's why they lacked emunah. Because when a person is connected to Torah, he automatically has emunah. And they say over Rav Uri Zohar, Shlita, he was known, if you can look him up, perhaps you want to maybe read his book. So he was apparently, in the 70s, 60s, 70s, he was like the number one person in entertainment in Israel. Totally not religious. And he was like an icon. He wasn't like, I don't want to give all the, famous actors in America, just start rattling them off. But he was number one. He was it. And he was Chozer B'Tshuva. And since then, he's been one of the leaders of the Tshuva movement. So they asked him, what is the one safer, the one approach? How do you bring Jews back? And you know what he said? You learn Meseches Bava Kama with them. What? Bava Kama? Learn about an ox, goring another ox, etc. Kofer, Soko Yisokel, those of you learning Kol Shah, etc., right? What? He said, yeah. The Limud HaTorah, just any, I mean, that's obviously Nezikin. The Gemara tells us, if you want to get to Chochmah, you learn Nezikin. There's something there. I mean, you don't have to speak about philosophy, who created it, how created it. You don't have to speak about that, per se. You just connect to Torah. It's a tremendous chizuk to all of us. Right? A person says, oh, I have to figure things out. You don't have to figure things out. You sit and learn. You sit and learn, everything becomes clear. If you're connected to learning, as we see, Shurafi David Torah, if you're connected to learning, everything goes well. Everything. And it goes to the life of a person who's going out into the business world, and he spends hours upon hours involved in business. But if he's kuvei to a Torah, we know that one of the first questions that we're going to be asked in Shemayim, were you kuvei to la Torah? Did you set aside time for Torah? If a person is rooted in Torah, everything else is clear, everything else is great. And that's what we see from Rafi Deva Torah, and that's something that all of us should be zocha to try to internalize and to gain in hopefully this year, hopefully 2 years, here in Yeshiva, to always be connected to Torah. If we're connected to Torah, we don't have to worry about our malach. We don't have to worry about where our Kadosh Baruch Hu is. We're always connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu through the Limud HaTorah. Let me just... Oh, did I not record? No, I did record. Here it is. Okay. Let me say one other quick word on this week's parasha. Okay. Just stay connected to Torah, and it'll be okay. In Kriyas Yamsuf, Rashi tells us that... that when the Jews were in walking through the Abasha, so the child was hungry and thirsty and crying and kvetching, so the mother reached into the water and took out an apple. And the question can be asked, what was the point of that miracle? To imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he led us through the Abasha, the dry land, and we were able to be saved from the Mitzrayim. Why did, you know, what's with these extra miracles? The sweet water, the apples. Additionally, we know that the Abasha, whose mom is dry. Okay, if it would be a little bit muddy, would we have complained? Would we not have been as excited? We would have been very, very happy and satisfied had we walked through and walked through the Abasha, even if it was muddy, but no, it was totally dry. And then Chazal tell us that there were 12 columns and you could see it through each one to the other Shevet. Sounds like superfluous extra miracles. Very, very fascinating. Why was it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only saved us, through Kriyas Yamsuf, but he made it so geschmack, so enjoyable and so great. So, the explanation can be explained. They say in the name of Chaim Shmuel, it's the following mashal. We know that if a baby gets soiled, a baby has a dirty diaper, and you see a woman changing the diaper. So, you're not sure who's the woman. Who's the woman? Is the woman the mother or is the woman the maid? How do you know? How do you know who it is? So if you see after the mother changes the child, if you see if the mother gives a kiss. If the woman gives a kiss, then you know it's the mother. If not, then you know it's the maid. You know it's the household help. That's the pshat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu that he's going to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim. He's going to take us out of Mitzrayim, for sure. But to show that he's not taking us out of Mitzrayim because he has to. Because he told Avraham Avinu, no, you know why he's taking us out of Mitzrayim? Because he loves us. To show us that he loves us, what does he do? Not only does he save us and take us out, but he makes the land totally dry and smooth. He lets us see the other shvatim through clear. He lets us give the sweet water, the apples. Why? To show us that he loves us. He's not taking us out of Mitzrayim because he has to. He's taking us out of Mitzrayim because he wants to and he loves us. And you know how we respond when we get to the other side? When we're saved? We say, Zek Kelev Anveo. Zek Kelev Anveo is the source for Hidur Mitzvah. How do we respond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We respond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you took us out of Mitzrayim. Not because you had to, because you promised Avraham Avinu, because you love us, mamish. So, you know what we're going to do? We're going to give back. We're going to give back the love. You know what? When we go ahead and do a mitzvah, we need to take a lulav. Tzitzis, talis, it's going to be talis noah, tzitzis noah, lulav noah. Everything's going to be noah. We're not going to do the mitzvahs because we have to. We're going to do the mitzvahs because we want to. And that's the connection we always have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. This dear connection. Now, one thing to understand from there is that we're going through very challenging times. It's Klal Yisrael, the world, etc. We have to know one thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. He mamash loves us. He didn't just stop take us out of Mitzrayim. He took us out of Mitzrayim in the most beautiful way. At the right, also the right season. In the middle of the spring. There's another lesson to be learned from there as well. When a person has an interpersonal relationship, perhaps it's with a spouse, perhaps with a sibling, perhaps it's with a friend. So, you can give somebody a gift because you have to. I got to go away for Shabbos, I have to give a gift, whatever it is, I have to give a gift. But there's a way to give a gift. Just like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, not only did he show us that he had to take us out of Mitzrayim, but he showed us that he wanted to take us out of Mitzrayim by making it so enjoyable, right? So too, that's when we go ahead and we give a gift to somebody. We shouldn't give a gift to somebody because we're showing that we have to. We want to show a gift that we want to. You don't just throw a gift to somebody. You just give them, and it doesn't even matter what the gift is. It's about the packaging. It's about how you give something to somebody. And in interpersonal relationships in general, a person has to give over that love. Just like if HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us the love when he went the extra mile to give us all these extra, seemingly superfluous miracles to show us that he loved us. And what was our response? From now on, we're not going to do mitzvahs stam, we're going to do mitzvahs because we want to, because we love, we're going to do them in the most beautiful fashion. When a person goes ahead and connects to another person, don't show the person, I'm not helping you because I have to, I'm helping you because they want to. And what's going to happen after that is the person going to respond in kind, just like the Jewish people responded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from his love, with their love, that we're going to do the mitzvahs in the most beautiful fashion possible, so too, other people will as well. So just to review, Rabbi Yisai, now is the time to enhance and to build the foundation of your connection to Torah. If a person is connected to Torah, everything in your avodas Hashem goes smoothly and it flows, and you stay connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But if Rachmana Litzlan, a person is roughly the Amba Torah, then we're going to be tested as individuals and as a nation. And the idea that when a person goes ahead and gives something to somebody, do it in the most beautiful fashion. We learned that from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and from Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and took us out of Mitzrayim in the most enjoyable, beautiful, and pleasant way. And that's how we responded to always do the mitzvahs as beautiful as we can. Continue studying, continue growing. Have a great Shabbos.